Catherine Archuleta's recent time in the congressional hot seat is a wake-up call for all agency executives. Chief information officers that oversee cyber at their agencies are scrambling to meet the 30-day cyber sprint imposed by federal Chief Information Officer Tony Scott. Steve Cooper is the CIO at the Department of Commerce. He tells Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller why now is the opportunity for every agency to look at the way it does cyber.
The way that I've approached this with our entire executive team, as well as the Department of Commerce CIO Council, we've approached it as either we are breached, and if we are, we don't realize it yet, we better damn sure figure out exactly what's going on and why and how, or we will be breached. So this concept that, oh, we can protect ourselves is one that we simply don't use. That's not realistic. What we're trying to do is move proactively toward immediate detection and identification of any real threat. Once we then have identified, and by the way, NIST is part of the Department of Commerce, as you know, so we absolutely partner and use the NIST cybersecurity framework within the department. So we want to move as rapidly as we can from identification and detection to response, recovery, mitigation, response, recovery, that type of thing. We've made some changes inside the department that have strengthened our ability to detect and communicate that something has happened to our doc cert. And then, under certain criteria, I then communicate directly to the secretary, the DEPSEC, and any executive management when something has occurred. That's a change from what was in place before I got to the Department of Commerce. And of course, that includes our communication directly to U.S. CERT and DHS.
Are you finding that that new path of communication is making a difference? So number one, no one's blindsided, but two, if you need to fix the system immediately, you need to find resources to address an issue, a training issue, whatever it is, that's an easier way to get those resources that you need, whether it's money or just people or both.
Yeah, we haven't seen a whole lot on whether it's been more helpful in getting resources. That may prove to be true. But the biggest thing, the changes have been in response to an incident where I did not get information to the secretary rapidly. Our process, there was a process flaw that we've now corrected. I didn't know about it. That's not an excuse. I'm responsible. I'm accountable. And I let the secretary down. I didn't notify her, and she got blindsided. Something appeared in the paper before I had communicated anything, which you never want to put your secretary in that situation. We've now corrected that.
That's Commerce Department Chief Information Officer Steve Cooper talking to Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller about his agency's focus on cybersecurity. Commerce Department Secretary Penny Pritzker issued a memo recently that names Steve Cooper the senior executive in charge of cybersecurity at the agency. Cooper says the memo doesn't add any new responsibilities to his job, but it does help make things easier.
What it's done is it's helped reinforce a couple things. First of all, and first and foremost, I am accountable. The secretary, the DEPSEC, and anybody else in the department absolutely has the right, and anybody outside the department, the Hill, any of our overseers, OMB, have the right to hold me accountable, both personally and as part of my team. So the advantage is it brings visibility to something that's very, very important. Number two, I actually can use that. Not because I didn't already have the authority, but with this kind of renewed recognition, I can engage business leadership in a different dialogue. They are also part of our ability to have everyone accountable in the sense that there are things that they need to do inside their bureaus to assist, to ensure, for example, that everyone receives annual and appropriate training around cybersecurity. Here are the things that you don't want to do. Don't click on links and emails that you don't know. You know, don't open attachments that you don't know. That's very, very valuable in helping the entire workforce together do everything we can to better protect the department. So it's that leverage of a different conversation. This isn't the purview of just the CIO.
The increase was in whites across all income levels. Experts think the shift is due to people turning from opioid painkillers to the cheaper heroin. High-tech era and bad manners in theaters. Warren Levinson explains.
Just before Thursday night's performance of the play Hand to God on Broadway, a patron climbed up onto the stage and tried to plug his mobile phone into an outlet on the set. You could think of it as the most bizarre breach of theater etiquette ever, or if you were the set designer, Beowulf Borat, you could take it as a compliment to the realism of your work.
Apparently, that's what I got to hold it to. A couple of people have said, thank God there wasn't a toilet on the set or we would have really been in trouble.
At any rate, there was no power to the outlet. The theater staff was so stunned, they gave the guy back his phone instead of confiscating it. Warren Levinson, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Your top stories today on Federal News Radio. Little movement on the Office of Personnel Management's retirement backlog last month. About 4